There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay in tow. Jeff, how you doing? You recovered from 61 games across 18 conferences?
Recovered?
Based on your bets, I don't know. Maybe you did well.
I had a great start yesterday. We were 1-0 against Greg Peterson.
Head-to-head. ultimate Plinko affair between A&M and Florida. You come out on top. I believe you're 1-0 lifetime against Dr. Bob, too, aren't you? Look at you. Look at you.
Time to go 1-1 today, right?
And now Jeff Parlay to brag. Now, we do have Dr. Bob coming up later on the show. We also have Matty Cox from Three Man Weave to talk about not 61 games over 18 conferences today, but 44 games, including a whole bunch of semifinals across 18 conferences. So we'll get to those, not all 44, but we'll get to a bunch of them with both Matt Cox from Three Man Weave and Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob Stoll later on the show. 5 minutes with Andy McNeil. He's got a, quote, banger of a bet in hockey, though I'm not sure it's a banger of a bet anymore because it's drifting. But it's still a bet that he wants to share with us for today on the hockey slate. Paul Carr's got Premier League picks if you want that action this weekend as well. Vinny will be here, Vinny Maiolio, later on the show. But to clear the way for college basketball, let's just talk about a couple things that happened yesterday to get these out of the way here early on the show. Not to get them out of the way, but I have sort of a betting-related comment on, well, at least one of them, if not two, both of them. Let's start with baseball. Yesterday, baseball's coming back, in case you missed it. Looks like opening day is going to be April 7th for the Major League Baseball season. So all of that just to miss a week, and they're going to make up the games. So we'll have a full 162-game season beginning, expected to begin, on April 7th. Every player in Major League Baseball, mandatory, has to report this Sunday, and then spring training starting next Thursday, 6 days from now. So it's real quick. Everything going is going to happen. 162-game season once they make it all up. A 12-team postseason this year. Doubleheaders go back to 9 innings, and extra innings will not start with a man on second. So the 7-inning doubleheaders and the ghost man on second, if you will, though he wasn't a ghost, are relics of the pandemic now. You like that both of those have gone away, Jeffrey? You appreciate it?
Good riddance.
Good riddance, you say. What do you say about universal DH? Because we're getting that too.
Yeah, well, I was kind of resigned to the fact that this was going to happen. So
you don't sound so happy about it.
Nah. It is what it is.
Look at you, bit of a purist. There you go. I like it. Well, we will have universal DH. National League will use the DH. Now, here's the thing. So all of that is this year. Next year, we're going to have a 45-day window now, though. So that's all this year. Now we have a 45-day window to vote on the stuff that honestly will change the fabric of baseball, in my opinion, and will be the betting-related stuff. DH, obviously, National League. I mean, people can figure that out for themselves. People are used to DH in the American League. Not that the National League rosters are necessarily constructed as well as the AL teams at this point to have a really good ninth hitter at this point. But the stuff that they'll vote on that will only be implemented in 2023 is the good stuff. And specifically what I'm talking about is a pitch count. And a really rigidly, we hope, enforced pitch count, which is when runners are not on base, you got a 19-second pitch count. Pitch clock, not count, sorry. Pitch clock. Pitch count would be funny if you could add it in 19 seconds. Pitch clock for 19 seconds with no runners on base. 19 with none, 14. Oh, it was the other way around. 14 with none, 19 with one. I got it confused now. But here's the deal. That is going to really change run production because these pitchers are not going to have the same amount of time to rest in between pitches, especially closers who throw 100 miles per hour. The days of them being able to sort of walk it off after throwing a 100 mile per hour pitch and sort of taking their time to throw a second one, there's going to be a lot of fatigue. There's going to be a lot of hanging pitches. And I think that the betting market will not get with those totals quickly enough. It will eventually adapt to that change of the game, but it will. There'll be a period where we'll be able to take advantage of it. But again, that's something they vote on for 2023, not this year. But keep that in mind. Pitch clock, 14 seconds with no runners on base, 19 seconds with runners on base. And then the other thing is the banning of the shift, which is obviously something that I wish they had organically gotten out of the game by, batters actually bunting against it, making opposing managers realize, oh, we better not do the shift. But no, they had to legislate it out. So that's the good stuff. None of that for this year, though. But keep that in mind. Let's file that away for totals bettors a year in advance, if in fact that does come down. In the NBA yesterday, and this is more betting stuff for this coming month coming up, and specifically for the last week and really the last weekend of the NBA season. But last night, the Brooklyn Nets went into Philly. Ben Simmons on the bench. Have no idea why he went in there and sat on the bench and had the prospect of having booze rained on him for an entire evening of basketball. But his teammates took care of that. The Nets crushed the Sixers 129-100, easily getting the money line at plus 155. They led by as many as 36. This game was over quick. James Harden came up hugely small in this. Hugely small, by the way. Really small in this game. Joel Embiid got points, but most of those were from the line, and the Nets just crushed him. Again, 29-point win, led by as many as 36. But the betting angle on this, so you never want to make too much of one game in any NBA season. But I'll throw this to you, Jeff. A game like that, where the Nets come in to Philly and crush them as they did, you don't think that leaves a mark in the Sixers' collective heads? You don't think that's a lingering loss, despite what James Harden said after that game? Said, "Oh, that's the best thing that could happen to us. We really got our butts whooped." By the way, Harden saying this after going 3-for-17 from the field.
I don't know about if it's lingering in the back of their minds. What we do know now is we have had plenty of sample size where Harden just doesn't show up in these big games. We saw it in Houston at times. We saw it. Again, he was hurt last year with the Nets, so he can't hold that against him. But we've seen it enough with him. And that would be the only concern I would come out of this. Embiid will be fine. He's allowed to have one non-spectacular night with the run that he's on. But Harden is the concern for me still.
Here's my theory on this, though. This is what I'm getting at. I believe it does linger in their heads to the point where, now work with me, follow me. Right now, there's roughly 15 games left in the NBA season, give or take a few games for each of these teams. So the conclusion of the regular season is a few weeks away. 4 weeks away. Miami Heat have a 2-game lead in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee's in second. With that loss yesterday, Philly's in third, 3 games back. And then Chicago, Boston, and Cleveland right in there within 2 games of Philly. Brooklyn currently in the 8th position. And remember how the play-in works for those who forget this 7-8-9-10 deal that started last year. 7 plays 8. The winner becomes the official 7th seed. 9 plays 10. The winner of that plays the loser of the 7-8 game to find out who the 8th seed will eventually be with a victory. So if you're the Philadelphia 76ers, and you're, because right now you got to figure Brooklyn probably ends up with a 7 seed. Listen, if they're the 8, they're probably playing the Heat, although we shouldn't say that. It's only a 2-game lead. But let's just say the Heat end up with a number 1 seed. The only other possibility would be for the Nets to get to 7. They're not going to not make the playoffs, one would think. And so if you're the Sixers, sitting at like 2 or 3 as they are right now, they're at 3, but they're only 1 game behind 2, And let's say you're in a position the last week of the season. You can't do this too early, right? Because there's too many teams clumped right behind you, like the Bulls, the Celtics, and the Cavaliers. You don't want to fall too far because then you risk not having home court in the first round of the NBA playoffs. So you can't do this too far in advance. But that last weekend of the season, Jeff, you don't think if they're in a position where they're like, well, if we win these games, we might end up as the second seed. But if we lose, or if we, let's say, don't try to maximize our possibilities of winning, we could solidify the third seed, not flirt with the second seed, and eliminate all possibilities of playing the Nets in the first round of the playoffs. You don't think that's not in play for the final weekend of the season?
I don't, for one reason. Because if they have to play...
You crazy.
If they have to play Milwaukee without home court advantage, they're losing that series.
I don't... That's 2 weeks away.
Okay. All right.
After that thing last night, you don't think that final weekend of the season, they're going to be teetering on the three, just the scenario that I'm given. And they're like, yeah.
Here's the big issue that they may have, though. And you've mentioned it. You can't start it too early.
Yeah, you can't.
There is a legitimate scenario where
they lose home court.
Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Boston are separated by one game going into the last week.
That's what I'm saying.
So they may not even have, like, even if that is in the back of their heads, they may not have the option if they want to make sure that they keep home court in the first round.
It would be dicey if it were still that close the final weekend of the season, for sure. That's what I was saying. You can't do it too early. You'd have to be really careful about how you did it. But I'm just saying, like, because that giant, and they're not even a sleeping giant anymore, but because that giant exists in the play-in, I wouldn't be surprised if for bettors there isn't an opportunity in Sixers game that final weekend. Now, we would like to be able to do more than $20 moneyline parlays that weekend, as some books limited folks to here in town that final weekend. Can we get something, please? We just get a weekend where we can bet more than that on a situation like that. But I think that's something to just to file away in the back of your mind. I don't, by the way, conversely in the Western Conference, I don't think people fear the Lakers at all. I don't think anybody cares if they play the Lakers.
Why would you?
Why would you? Why would you at all? We'll come back. College basketball. Matt Cox from Three Man Weave. 44 games to get to. We'll find out his best bets on the other side at 3MW_CBB for the three-man weave crew. That's next right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in the state of Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay here as well. Matty Cox from Three Man Weave joins us. How you doing, Matt?
Gil, I'm delightful. How are you?
Oh, it is a delightful time of year. Again,
best time of year.
Best time of year. 61 games yesterday, 44 today. Let me ask you just the real quick reactions to this. The epidemic of the quickness with which big leads dissipate these last couple days.
It's insane.
It's insane. You look at a screen 1 second, you're like, oh, well, they're done. They're up 14. that Maryland near comeback against Michigan State, Villanova racing back against St. John's. We're just talking about the ones that happened concurrently. Villanova against, was it St. John's? Yeah, St. John's yesterday. And there was
TCU.
I mean,
Florida
Texas A&M.
They tie it up.
Michigan, Indiana.
So many.
Close to my heart, obviously. Yeah.
That was one.
No, it's... Someone made a killing out there, Gil Live Betting. I don't know who that person is, but they are a sharper man than me and you.
Math is exactly what I said last night on Primetime Action. I said, clearly the winner here is whoever was smart enough to just play all these teams that were way down and was just randomly saying, yeah, I'm going to play the comeback here. I'll take them plus whatever points, you know, it is at this point. That was the big winner here in the last couple of days. And then the other thing, we've talked about this earlier this week, but it happened again yesterday in the Utah State game. The epidemic of referees just loving to call charges, even when it's not a charge at all.
Ban charges, Gil. I've been on that.
Ban them? Just ban them.
Completely. It's ruined the game. It's become a ref show. I give a shout out to Mark Titus, who I think was the first to form the coalition to ban charges. Now, let me be very clear. The offensive player control fouls are fine, right? Like when a player barrels through and lowers his shoulder and the defender's in good position, yeah, that should be a charge. But these situations when you have like the 5'10 unathletic kid sliding in to take a charge over the 6'7 acrobatic leaper, it's like, what are we doing? Like, why are we discouraging awesome, fun highlights in our game and also aiding toward potential catastrophic injuries? It just makes no sense to me.
So what you are, Matt, is you're an unathletic assist is what you are. You're you're prejudiced against unathleticism.
Right, which, I'm not because I am in that boat myself. If I were biased, I'd be supporting the charge. But even for someone like myself who has no shot to go up against any of these athletes and challenge vertically, it's still just a disaster. Got to get rid of it.
All right, 44 games. I'll let you cherry pick them here after this, but I want to get to the ones that start earliest because one starts in a little over an hour. Big Ten, Indiana. We just alluded to Indiana with the big comeback against Michigan yesterday. By the way, Juwan Howard after the game and his return sure sounded like he was comfortable that Michigan was going to the big dance. Are you as sure?
I'm not the bracketologist expert amongst us weavers, but it sounds like Michigan and Indiana both are straddling the fence pretty hard right now. I think Michigan's a little safer than Indiana. I think IU needs a win today to feel better about their chances. If I'm setting the odds for Indiana's prognosis, if today's game just didn't happen, it's a coin flip. You know, it's like -110, I would say. I think there's actually props out there to bet tournament. To bet teams to make or miss. I haven't looked at those yet. I'm sure Kai and Jim are all over those. I would bet Indiana's probably around even money, -110 to get in as of this current moment.
Any play on this game? Illini favored by 6 in the Big Ten quarters.
Yeah, I got smashed up. I think the early money has the right side here. Open to 3.5. I'm not going to touch it at the current price. I worry Indiana runs out of steam after that monstrous comeback yesterday, and it's just a brutal matchup. I do not trust Indiana's guards. And we saw yesterday, especially teams with the day off, the rest advantage, catching the lower seeded team playing on a back to back, played very well. So I'm trying to give more credit in my handicapping to those teams with those buys. You look at the WAC as well tonight, right? Two teams playing against teams that have played back to back days. I would tread lightly, I guess, backing the dog in those scenarios.
Ben Wilson on the call when it comes to WAC games. We always want to point that out.
Starting at
9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. We referenced Texas A&M. They squandered that lead against Florida, won it in overtime. They're up against Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers. Auburn favored in this one, of course, by 9.5, let's call it. What do you like?
No strong take here, again, just because of that situational dynamic I just talked about. I do lean Auburn. 10 is a big number to lay with a team I don't really trust to hold leads, especially against A&M, who can pressure and can wreak havoc and have the DNA to mount one of those massive comebacks we saw yesterday. So I'll probably be looking at Auburn first half, which I believe is sitting at 5.5, 6 right now. But that's the right side, I think. Just would be a little bit weary laying the full game number.
How much, by the way, how much first half betting do you do? Like, do you get to the point where you're like, I've lost too much. I've been on the wrong side of too many of these shenanigans at the end of the games. I'm just playing first halves.
Need to do more of it. I tell myself that about once a week when I have just a massive run of second half, you know, should say. But I definitely should be playing more, but not enough as I should. The problem is that the lines just don't go up till later, and you typically betting into a sharper number. However, it seems like even against the sharper number, the first halves have played out stronger for my handicapping this season. But I mean, I think it's all individual, right? So if you're not in the same boat as me, if you're not handicapping the same way I am, then I wouldn't trail that just because that's what's worked out better for me.
All right. The only other early game, or the earliest three, at 8:10, by the way, I'm just going to cut the line here, and then I'm going to ask you to give us your best bets. But Fordham and Davidson in the Atlantic 10, for those who want some early action. Again, 18 conferences in play still today. Arguably the best single day of college basketball of the year. This is noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, with Davidson favored by 12.
Yeah, I think the early money has this one right, too. Similar situation. You have a team with the bye, with the rest advantage, catching a team on that true back-to-back here. It's been bet up to 12, opened at 10. Again, I don't want to lay the full 12 on the full game just because Fordham has the ability to take these games and turn them into a muck rock fight type of affair. Total's been bet down to 129. So I think short money sees it to play very low scoring. Again, similar thing with Auburn. I'm going to take first half probably. -7, -7.5, cut off some of that full game value, or I think Ford can maybe mount to come back in some late game bogus. Remove that variance from the equation. So
right.
I think first halves are a good play today.
What's your favorite bets of the day?
I got a few. I like Rutgers a lot. Don't want to get in the way of that Iowa steam, but again, same situation. Rutgers with the rest advantage. Shocking that they actually got the forcing the Big Ten with that double bye. But big spot for them. They're catching a touchdown. I think it's way too high. Already beat Iowa once this season. I think that's just too many points to be given to a team with the rest advantage and who's already beat Iowa this season. I think that's a pretty good matchup. I took both of the Conference USA games. Took the dog in both. Looking at Louisiana Tech against North Texas. I wouldn't endorse it now in the show. It's been bet down to 3.5. I hopped in at 5, so that's been bet way up. And UAB, too, on the later game there at the Frisco Disco, as they call it, opened at 4. Now it's up to -7 against Middle Tennessee, who's been like the best ATS team in the country this year. I would not lay that full game 7. Again, I think I'd take first half, just trying to remove some of that second half variance that I was so scarred by yesterday.
All right, these might be the two marquee matchups of the game. I'm curious your thoughts on this. Obviously, UConn and Villanova in the Big Ten, and LSU-Arkansas in the SEC. Any thoughts on either of those?
Just saw Arkansas take some money. I thought the opener was a little bit short. It's up to 3 now. Again, I think that's about right. So no play for me there. I do like Connecticut, though, in the other one. I'm a big believer in Nova in the tournament, but I like Connecticut in this spot, in this matchup today. I think this game plays closer to a coin flip. It's been bet down, so some money has come in on the Huskies. I'd still take it at +2. In fact, I'll probably add it here after the show the more I think about it. I just like the way they're playing right now. Nova has not looked as sharp recently. Again, I think in the tournament they'll be a good bet, but in this matchup against that size and physicality of the Huskies, I think Connecticut has the edge here.
We're talking about the way that games turn. Duke Syracuse yesterday. Duke with that flourish at the end of that game. Man, I speak for America when I say well, everybody was hoping that Syracuse without Buddy Boeheim was going to pull off the upset yesterday. Where do you stand on Duke now? They get beat by Carolina in the Coach K swan song at Cameron, and they just get by against the undermanned Syracuse team yesterday. What are your thoughts on them moving forward here? Not only ACC but Big Dance.
I still have them rated as the second best team in the country, but like I have a big fat asterisk next to it because I know it's not a reliable rating and it's not one I'm trusting over the course of a long potential 6-game tournament run. I'm going to have to look at the draw. Hard to trust this team, but I think if you can tell me they're going to play their B game or better all the way through the first 2-3 rounds, I feel pretty damn good about them making the Final Four. But their defensive lapses, their energy lulls has really been perplexing. Maybe in a tournament that's eliminated because it's, you lose or you go home. But we'll see today. Miami exploited them last matchup. They beat them at Duke. I'd like to see some adjustments from Coach K when it comes to like defending ball screens. Duke's been terrible at that all season.
Adjustments from Coach K? What are you talking about?
I know. I feel like he stopped doing that like in 2018. So a little worried about that. But yeah. I still think Duke's all the way legit. I just don't trust them enough to back them with conviction in a future Final Four or national title.
2018. I told you my Lehigh assistant coach story, right? When I was on the plane and after the upset.
He's looking over. With McCollum.
McCollum. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing over there? I was betting baseball." He's like, "Yeah, we were just so shocked in that game that he didn't adjust to us at all at halftime."
Did nothing.
Yeah, that was all the way back then. Matt, appreciate it. Enjoy the day of college hoops, man.
You too, sir. Good luck today.
Matt Cox, everybody, at 3MW underscore CBB, part of the three-man weave crew. Coming back, 5 minutes of hockey with Andy McNeely. He's got a banger of a bet.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, I think it's time for me to huddle up with those three-man weave boys and have a little discussion, isn't it, Jeff? Oh, are we on air? Get an early start on your college hoops tournament betting with VSiN's full court bracket betting coverage starting this Sunday with 6 hours of free live video streaming on VSiN.com, including the full bracket reveal and opening lines for every game. The VSiN College Hoops experts, including Wes Reynolds, Greg Hoops Peterson, Matt Humans, Jonathan Von Tobel, and Tim Murray. They'll analyze every game on Sunday, discuss with bookmakers making the lines about everything, and find the best early value. Don't wait for the lines to move. Start your bracket in round one tournament betting with the VSiN College Hoops experts this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, free on VSiN.com. So much college basketball between then and now, it's hard to focus on Selection Sunday. By the way, Tournament Players Championship yesterday, golf's de facto fifth major, had a suspension due to inclement weather, then they resumed, then they suspended play from darkness, on and off. We were sort of saying on Primetime Action last night, we hope it gets delayed all the way to Monday just so we can spread out the sports. Because if you've got the final round of the TPC on Sunday during Selection Sunday, it's too much. So hopefully they delay it into Monday. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Larry L. Oh, Larry L., I know. I was going to get to this. Due to your show now, what does he say? Due to your show now, watching and learning tennis. Oh, there you go. Did Parises Diaz employ the tennis version of the pre-fed defense last night? Had that same sick feeling in my stomach as I screamed at her from my recliner to start attacking. Larry L., we do have two tennis picks coming up. Thank you for reminding me. Yesterday, we had six on the show. One got canceled, so we ended up with five. We end up 2-3. But what Larry is referring to is that we should have been 3-2 because we were up 5-1 in the third set of that, up two breaks, and managed to lose. Oh, brutal. Two tennis picks coming up later on the show. So we lose a unit yesterday on the 2-3. This is from Tom F., talking about my Sixers theory of the final weekend of the season. He said, as a Sixers fan, yes, give me third seed and let the Bucks or Heat deal with the Nets. So he's already waving the white flag. And this is from Philly Boy LV 4223. Said 100% agree with the ref's propensity for calling too many dumb charges. Shaking my head. Yeah, I hear you on that. Ladies and gentlemen, from north of the border, 5 minutes on hockey with great Andy McNeil. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing pretty good. It doesn't sound like we have much time for pleasantries, though, Gil.
So. Oh, I've got a pleasantry for you. You ready for this prediction? I expect really big things for you in the coming weeks. That's my prediction. How about that?
Yeah. I feel like you might have some inside information.
Yeah, I might have some inside information. Yeah. All right, Andy, real quick before we get to your banger of a bet. I described it as a banger of a bet, even though, because you used that word earlier this morning, it's not quite the banger that it was, but it's still a bet. And there's only four games tonight, so I'll get your thoughts on each real quick. But one thing for the casual hockey fan who, again, in case they missed it, hockey is the sort of thing that's happening this year is you have these massive favorites. Maybe not every night, but certainly a lot of nights, and some nights it's multiple games. And so the only question I will ask about that is there a team that is often the big dog in those scenarios that you are more willing to bet, generally speaking, than the others? Like, which is the best of those bad teams that might actually get your money on a given night?
Wow, that's a tough question. I really can't think of a bad team off the top of my head. I mean, it kind of... it's kind of all about timing, and you know, every team kind of has their day and their little run of good fortune. You know, for example, the Arizona Coyotes are a team right now that are putting up a lot of goals over the last handful of games, and you know, that's probably not going to continue for the rest of the season. But you know,
yeah.
Based on the research that I've done, you know, oftentimes when a team is scoring, it's useful. There's value in you know, taking stock into a team's recent performance, their current form, you know, and when a team is scoring at that kind of rate, they can probably carry it over for a few more games at least. So, you know, you've kind of got to pick your spots and look for those teams that are kind of blooming at the right time.
Okay. Ready for the banger of the bet that you've got going on? What do you got here? Give it to us.
Yeah, so I'm on the Pittsburgh Penguins pretty heavy here. I was very surprised to see this game open up around minus 140. I believe I laid an average price of around minus 150. I still love this bet all the way up to minus 180. I don't think it's going to get there. There appears to be some resistance. Another group of bettors that seems to like the Vegas Golden Knights has seemingly pushed this line back down. It did get up to minus 175 at some sports books, but seems to be settling around minus 165. I think there's a lot of value here. This Vegas Golden Knights team has been, struggling as of late, and this is a terrible spot for them. The Pittsburgh Penguins have had 2 days off, and this is the sixth game in 9 days for Vegas, and they've lost 8 of their last 13 games since the All-Star break. They've scored 2 or fewer goals in 8 of those 13 games. This offense is really performing at a, pathetic level right now. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're coming off 2 losses to the Hurricanes and the Panthers, which there's no shame in that whatsoever. And they are, they grade out as a top 5 team by expected goals. They have a significant edge in most categories over the Vegas Golden Knights. And then, you factor in scheduling and rest, and this is a great spot for the Penguins to get a win over a Vegas team that can't seem to score many goals lately.
Can't seem to score many goals. By the way, last night, how about Jack Eichel in Buffalo? Boy, they do not enjoy him, do they? And he doesn't seem to enjoy them.
Yeah. Did you see his post-game comments?
Yeah, where he's like, it's most fired up I've ever seen that crowd before. That kind of thing.
Yeah, throwing a little shade. It's entertaining, right? So
yeah. All right. Well, any real quick thoughts on the other games that you decided not to bet, but what might trigger a bet on those?
Well, I think there's I think the matchup between Columbus and Minnesota is intriguing. Minnesota is another team that's playing their sixth game in 9 days, but obviously the Blue Jackets played on Friday, so they don't have that much of a rest advantage here. But, Minnesota has had one of the worst save percentages in the NHL since the All-Star break. Columbus is ranked 30th on defense, but both of these teams are top offensive teams, ranking in the top 10. So could see goals come in bunches tonight, but the total is pretty high, and you've got to pay about $1.30 to win a dollar on over 6.5. But I definitely lean that way.
Okay, banger of a bet, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Andy, we appreciate it, man. Great seeing you. And again, I predict really big things for you coming up.
All right, thanks for having me on, Gil.
At Digital Gambler, Andy McNeil, everybody, from north of the border. Doesn't always text you in the morning and say he's got a banger of a bet, but this was one of those mornings. Jeff, we look at the college basketball slate today, and we were sort of commenting on this last night where it's like, okay, you have all these first four in, first four out, teams on the proverbial bubble thing. But there's always a team or two, right, that makes the ridiculous conference tournament run that nobody sees coming, and they're going to inevitably, whoever that team or teams is, and we'll see if that's the case this year as well, if that manifests, they will take away bids, right, that no one saw coming, and some of these bubble teams are going to be the victims of that. Who are the teams right now that you're looking at? You're like, oh, I could see it happening. Could you see Oklahoma upsetting Baylor yesterday? Could you see them making a ridiculous run to the promised land in the SEC tourney?
Look, if they win today, they played Kansas very well both times. They very easily could have won both of those games, losing by a possession in both of them, the one in Norman and the one at the Fog. Oklahoma's not impossible. The other leagues that you look at, the A-10 could provide, realistically, actually, if it's not Davidson, the A-10 is going to provide technically a bid stealer because both Dayton and Virginia Commonwealth are on the outside looking in right now. But I thought VCU pre-tournament was a good bet, and I still think they're a good bet today if you want to bet VCU to win the A-10 tournament at the places that still have it. So those would be the places I would look. I don't think you're going to get anything crazy in the SEC. Big East has 4 teams left that are already in the tournament. The ACC, Virginia Tech, probably, if they win today, probably is enough. They don't even have to
Have they done enough
if
already?
If they beat North Carolina, that's probably enough. If they lose today, I would not put them. I would not, no.
Okay. By the way, this has nothing to do with that question. But does this Michigan State-Wisconsin game feel like a game where Michigan State just shows up for?
I don't know. I feel like Izzo does as little coaching as anyone in the country at this point. It does nothing. He just stands there and lets his team melt.
Melt has become your favorite word in all of this. I've noticed. Was that the Big West? But what about USC, UCLA? Any thoughts there? Pac-12?
I will be there. UCLA has played. UCLA beat them both times. USC got the money when they played last weekend, covering 8, losing by 7. There's nothing wrong with that number. 6 feels right.
Nice game to go to tonight, Pac-12. You got too big to go to the Big West with me last night at the wonderful Dollar Loan Center Arena there in Henderson.
Enjoy Hawaii's come from behind victory.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I lasted a half because I was so tired, and I was watching this tennis match melt, to use your word, in front of me, Nuria Parises Diaz. And so between the exhaustion and that going against me, and my buddy who I was there for was the AD at UC Riverside. Like, he had so many obligations that I was basically there chilling by myself for half. I was like, I'm out. It was really the tennis match that got me. But it's fun. Beautiful arena. Have you been? Really nice.
Just opened, Gil.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true. Like I said, have you been? Come on, get there. Coming back, Dr. Bob. And we'll also talk some soccer with Paul Carr next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, official gaming partner of MLS, has a special offer for soccer fans. Just sign up with BetMGM using code VSiN200. And if your first wager is a $10 moneyline bet on any MLS game, you'll receive $200 if either team scores a goal. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at MGM Resorts. Sign up with BetMGM and use code VSiN200 to win $200 if either team scores a goal in any MLS game. That's anyone. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi or Nevada. Another trade in the NFL yesterday, or another big transaction. Khalil Mack, the Chargers finalizing a deal to acquire Khalil Mack from the Chicago Bears. Best year with the Bears was his first year, where he was the number 2 player in the AP Defensive Player of the Year vote. But he really had a good stretch with the Bears. And the Chargers add him to a defensive line with Joey Bosa. So that's their response to Russell Wilson being with the Broncos now, and of course Patrick Mahomes still being with the Chiefs, Derek Carr still being with the Raiders. Deal with Mack and Bosa now. Should be noted, Jeff, that they got him for a 2nd and a 5th round pick, or as I like to say it, less than Washington traded for Carson Wentz. Sorry, had a moment. Apologize. I get it. One's a quarterback, one's not, but you understand what I mean. I always love how certain teams are able to make these deals for what seems to me to be so little. And then other teams so overpay for stuff. Drives me nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, from True Media Networks and the Expected Value Podcast, it's Paul Carr. How you doing, Paul?
I'm good. Ready for another crazy weekend. Basketball, soccer, everything's going on. It's great.
Oh, tennis, golf, basketball, more basketball, even more basketball. But for those who want some action in soccer, let's give it to him. First of all, let me just murder myself for a second. The last time you were on, so 3 days ago, you were here for the Champions League, and I made the silly remark. Can I use the word silly?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, PSG with all these players, how could they possibly ever lose? And then they go ahead and they lose. How bad is that?
I'm a little disappointed in myself because the proper answer to that question was because they are PSG. And they're sort of the Gonzaga of Champions League. This is not a perfect analogy, but just in the sense that they're always one of the 4 or 5 favorites to win the competition. They've gone out in the quarters of the round of 16, I think 8 of the last 10 years. This is PSG. And even though they've got the talent, they've got the names, they can't get it done. And not just that they don't win the title, that's one thing. But, I mean, they've blown massive leads. You know, they were up 2-0 in this series with half an hour left and didn't even get to extra time. You know, they blew a huge lead. I think it was 4 goals to Barcelona a few years ago. And several things like that. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, next year when I'm thinking about betting on PSG, we need to replay this conversation.
We do. Let's do the whole montage of it. They gave up a hat trick in 30 minutes too, right? This past day?
Yeah. Well, and two of those goals, like their keeper and defender literally passed the ball to Real Madrid inside PSG's own box. So it wasn't like, it wasn't even they just got beat. It was, they gave it away. I mean, literally a couple times.
I think Gonzaga is a little offended by your analogy, by the way.
I can't blame them.
Yeah. Okay, you did make, before we get to your three picks in Premier League, you did make one futures play as well.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this because Everton plays this weekend too, and I like betting against them here, but I played them at plus 333 to get relegated a few days ago. I think it's around plus 300, probably closer now, which I still kind of like. I mean, there's basically three teams for one relegation spot because we're assuming Norwich and Watford are going down, and Everton is just a mess. They've lost 7 of the last 8. They have 2 wins since baseball was being played in October. 2 wins. Since then, and they're not playing well. They have a tough schedule. Ooh. There's also this complication if they could get some points deducted because the club's losing too much money. That may or may not be resolved before the season ends, but it's a non-zero chance that they lose some points that as well.
They take away points if you lose money.
Yes, the Premier League has some profit and sustainability rules, as they call them.
Wow, interesting.
And I think the max over like 3 years is around £100 million. And over the previous 3 years, Everton lost £260 million.
Hmm.
And there's some mitigating stuff that has to be sorted out with COVID and things like that. So this is not a definitive thing. But it's a non-zero chance they might lose, you know, even just 3 points, which could easily be enough to, you know, drop them one more spot on the table and send them down. So I played that future at plus 333 a few days ago.
Let me write that note down to tell Preston. Lose points if not sustainable. Just in case that comes up at some point in the future. All right, your three Premier League picks, what you got?
All right, we'll start on Saturday. Manchester United, Tottenham, I'm playing over 2.5 at minus 130. United games have averaged 3 goals a game this season. 6 straight games have had 2.8 expected goals or more, 4 of those over 3. And Tottenham's playing well. They're running a little bit hot, but they've scored 3 goals just themselves in 3 of their last 4. And really, Antonio Conte, their new manager who came in midseason, has got Harry Kane playing better. He's got 9 goals in 16 games. He's taking better shots, you know, closer to goal, higher percentage of scoring. He's taking more shots and better shots. So the attack for Tottenham is looking like, you know, everyone hoped it would be with Kane and Son Heung-min playing well. So I think there's going to be goals here. Manchester United's still kind of a mess, especially we saw against Man City last weekend at the back. And so I like over 2.5 goals, minus 130 for me.
All right, Man U and Tottenham just on the outside, looking in of Champions League position, if you will, at the Premier League standings. And then you have a old both teams to score bet. What do you got?
Yeah.
There?
So the team Man United and Tottenham are chasing really is Arsenal, which has a couple games in hand on each of them. So I like both teams to score in Arsenal Leicester City here. This is relatively straightforward. Leicester's last 19 away games, 17 times both teams have scored. And both these teams have decent offenses. They've only been shut out once each in 13 games since Thanksgiving. So I think they're both going to score. I know Jamie Vardy's not there for Leicester, but their numbers generally look better without him on the field from an offensive standpoint this season. Arsenal's playing well. I think they'll get a goal. Leicester, yeah, they scratch one out almost every game. So I like both teams to score, minus 135.
All right, and one big dog. What is that?
Yeah, so we're going back to Everton here with Everton struggling. I'm going to take Wolverhampton to win at Everton on Sunday, plus 235, which I think is a little bit of a generous price. I'd play it even closer to plus 200. Like I said, Everton's lost 7 of 8. They brought in Frank Lampard as manager a month and a half or so ago. They've lost 4 of 5 under him. And in those 5 games, they've only scored 4 goals. And 3 of those goals were against Leeds, which had a horrendous defense, and they kind of should throw that one out the window. So the other 4 games, 1 goal, just haven't been good. Wolves isn't a great team. You know, they're a mid-table team. They did put up 4 against Watford yesterday, but they reliably get like 10 shots, 1 expected goalish in almost any game, especially on the road. And given Everton's offensive struggles, I think this makes it, you know, worth a definite play. You know, Wolves gets a goal. It could be a 1-0 thing. They scratch out a couple, another one or two. You never know. So, yeah, Wolves plus 235 to win at Everton. I like.
Why, for those of us who are not huge Premier League guys, why would that price be so juicy like that?
I think there's a little bit of brand name. You know, Everton's a bigger name. You know, they haven't been relegated since the 50s, so they've been at the top. Wolves is not a strong offensive team, and I think that's it. You know,
I see.
They get one goal. That's, you know, they love the 1-0 win is basically it. So, you know, if Everton can get one, is Wolves going to get two? So I think that's why the price is decent. But, I mean, Everton is just such a mess. This could be, you know, they could be in the middle of a giant free fall that could end in relegation. So I like going against them here, even on the road with Wolves on the road here.
All right, Paul, we appreciate it. Man U, Tottenham over 2.5 goals. Minus 130, always shop around for the price. Arsenal, Leicester City, both teams to score at minus 135, and Wolverhampton to beat Everton plus 235 at Everton. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it as always, man.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Paul Carr, at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R. You have a good weekend as well. Jeff, you had the head-to-head win over the great Greg Hoops Peterson in the most plinko of all games yesterday, Texas A&M in Florida. What are your favorite plays today, College Hoops?
I mean, it was a plinko ending. I was up; they were up 14 with 6 minutes to go.
That's dime a dozen in College Hoops, losing a 14-point lead. You look up and the lead is gone.
So I will say this with the first game of the day, yeah, and this was, again, a rare miss, I think, from the way this number was set. Illinois opened 3.5 against Indiana, which is the same number Michigan closed against Indiana. Illinois and Michigan are not the same basketball team, quality-wise. So I'm not surprised that this has moved a full 3 points to 6.5. I bet Illinois last night at the 3.5 because I just thought the number was ridiculous. 6.5, I'd actually come back the other way. So I would consider if you got a 3.5 last night, you go 6.5 with Indiana on the comeback.
Are you going to try to play both sides in middle?
I may go for the pre-flop middle. Why not?
You're playing both sides.
Why not? I will say this cleanly here with A&M and Auburn. I would not be surprised if A&M wins this game outright.
Really?
I would not be surprised. I would also not be surprised if Auburn wins
destroys
by 35.
Destroys them, yes.
So this is one of those weird ones where it's like, I'll end up on A&M by the time that game tips in an hour. But if Auburn looks like they want to play, that is one that I am fully prepared to just get annihilated.
All right. More parlay picks coming up later in college basketball. I got my tennis picks as well. Dr. Bob checks in with his college basketball plays of the day. His biggest one, I think, moved massively as soon as he voiced it. But we'll talk about that as well, and the ones that are still playable. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.